Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Let's go to Fort Wayne.
Hokey and the Cookie, Delirious and Hokey. They're all together goofy, the Jim Trunks family. They need a mausoleum so all the kin can see them. You know they're off the deep end, the Jim Trunks family.
Boom, boom.
Dad! Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Oh, I just had an awful thing happen to me.
What happened?
I went down to the store this morning, and a bunch of kids, they took my pants down, and they taunted me. They laughed at
what?
Me.
What? Whoa.
Ah!
What happened to you?
Here's young Kevin Matthews. Kevin loves to play baseball with his father. Father throws the baseball. Good catch, Kevin. He caught it. Now it's Kevin's turn to throw the baseball to Dad. Whoops. It's a one-hopper, hitting Dad right in the... Ouch. That hurts.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, it's Dave Plyer along with Elliot Bamber from WGN-TV, Chicago's Best. Kevin Matthews is radio royalty for decades. He rules Chicago radio. He'll be in town this Sunday to accept the Community Champion Awards from the Keep On Keepin' On Foundation. And he's joining us tonight. What's up, buddy?
Hey, now, how are you, folks? Hi, Chicago.
What's going on, buddy? You're in Chicago more than you're in Michigan these last few weeks,
man. Yeah, I'm back and forth a lot, you know, but... Love to do what I'm doing, and it's this is going to be fun on Sunday, so thanks for the helping me out.
Absolutely. Well, a couple weeks ago, you were in town, and we hung out a little bit. You did some celebrity bartending.
With your priest, who's a great bartender, and he took over. He's making drinks, he's cashing, he's using the machine. Hey, he was great.
He was awesome. He was awesome. You know, I think we, you know... You know, that whole Queen of Hearts thing that's going on throughout the city, like, you know, the people are raising like $500,000, $1 million.
Yeah.
We're at about 100 grand, I think, coming into this week. So that night, I think we popped it up another $10,000. So, and that was, you know, we have people like that, you know, people were there for some of the politicians and so forth, but people came to see Kevin Matthews, which is really cool.
Well, it was how that pot just continues to grow.
Yeah.
It's huge, man.
It's good stuff.
It was great. It was really great.
How many people were screaming "Free Bird"?
Two or three, maybe.
Just short down a little bit. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Two or three. So, you know, you're touring around with Broken Mary and this best-selling book, which is just, I mean, honestly, it's had a life of its own. If people want to know, it's not just about faith. It's really your life story. It's your life story from the early days growing up in Michigan and your days, first days on radio, the Loop days, which are some great stories in there. If you haven't read this book, folks, it's fantastic, but it's also inspirational. It's a great story. You know, something that happened to you that happens to everybody. We've all got our stuff. I'll say the word stuff, but we've all got our stuff, and you kind of bring it out to light.
Yeah, I've been really honored. This book has really taken a life, it's become just important to so many people because we're all broken. And years ago, I went to get my wife some flowers, and I found a statue lying next to a dumpster, and it was a statue of the Virgin Mary. And the story is how I took her, and since I've taken her, the miracles that have literally evolved around the world with this statue of Broken Mary, it represents we're all broken.
And
people can relate to that. And I'm honored to be able to take the book, and it's got a message, and people can relate to it. And I've been very lucky. Like this Sunday, I'm going to be around folks with disabilities, and what they do is they really help all kinds of folks. I mean, from adults to kids with disabilities.
Yeah, it's the Keep On Keeping On Foundation. It's a brunch event to celebrate local heroes who have overcome adversity to achieve great feats in their community. That's you, my friend.
I'm inviting folks. They can come because it's a brunch. I'll have the statue of Broken Mary. I'll have and I'll talk about the entire story. And at the same time, folks can help out this tremendous organization that helps with disabilities.
Yeah, it's at the Delta Hotel by Marriott. It's in Glenview on Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock. You can go to the Facebook page of Keep On Keeping On Foundation. That's where you want to go for that. It's the Keep On Keeping On Foundation, and you can see Kev there as well. But this book, again, you know, and we've talked about this over the last couple of years, it's a great story because, I mean, if you're a big fan of you, which I am, and of radio itself in the days of the loop, I mean, there are some great, great stories in there. But there's a thread in every story that says, you know, everyone's got their issues. Like, if you think that life is perfect and you've got nothing going on with yourself, you're lying to yourself. Everybody's got their stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you bring that to light. And for someone that we've all known and grown up with and had, you know, some issues come up with, you were diagnosed with MS about 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was just now 11 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a tough time. It was a tough time just kind of sucking that in and trying to figure things out. And you saw kind of a light at the end of that tunnel. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are suffering a little bit that they're looking for that light.
Yeah, and I think that's why they can relate to the book and the statue of Broken Mary. And I've really been honored at how many people. I mean, I've gone from, you know, to Arizona, and I'll be going to Georgia. I know I'm going to be going overseas. The Broken Mary app has been downloaded over 300,000 times. You know, it's humbling is what it is. It's really humbling, and I look forward to speaking about this entire book about Broken Mary. What is Broken Mary? And you can do that coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's at the Marriott on 1400 Milwaukee Avenue in Glenview. And I do have a number, and you are welcome to come right in at 11 o'clock, enjoy a brunch, and you can hear a talk. I'll sign a book and help this organization.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And I know you've been, so outside of that, I know you've been doing a little Facebook Live. You've been kind of testing the waters on that. And you're not doing the doll podcast anymore, but you're starting to kind of experiment doing some Facebook Live. And I just love that. As soon as I saw you doing that, it stopped me in my tracks.
You know, I know folks get on the radio or they'll go over to WGN TV and they say how much they love Chicago. Chicago, I can't even come to the right words. I absolutely adore, embrace Chicago, the people. I miss it incredibly. I miss it so much because I absolutely love the city of Chicago.
And when you first got here, and I just want to talk about this one story. When you first got here, I had asked you this before. Like, when did you know, like, you made it? Because, I mean, you were on a powerhouse station.
Right.
You were kind of sandwiched between
Steve
and Gary and Jonathan Brandmeier. And, you know, here you are now in the third largest market in radio in the world. And here you are. And what was that moment for you like that you said,
for
wow.
me?
Yeah.
I walked out. We were in the Hancock building. So I walked out on Michigan Avenue and I started walking north.
Yeah.
And then I turned left and started heading west. And then I got lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know how to get back. Thank goodness I could look up and find the Hancock. But the city was just mammoth. And I'm like, oh, my God, what a great city.
Yeah, absolutely. And my other favorite story, which I need you to share, was, you know, you were so close. And you think about the time that you were on the air in the very beginning. It was the time about the 85 Bears.
Oh,
And Kevin Butler and all these guys. There was one time, I think they tied you in a chair and just beat the crap out of you on the air.
What they did is Tom Thayer, Steve McMichael, Kevin Butler, they all came up into the Hancock. We were on the 37th floor. They duct taped me to my chair. They put McMichael's wife put makeup and lipstick all over me, and Thayer and McMichael were just wailing on me.
Yeah.
And then they cut, Steve's got a knife, he cuts my shirt off, Then they wheel me down on Michigan Avenue, and they just leave me there. It was beautiful. But I, you know, between that and what we used to, you know, to hang with, like, to see Michael Jordan for the first time in that slam dunk, or Chris Chelios was with the Blackhawks. There was just that culture at that time. I mean, Oprah was coming alive. Second City, Bill Murray, Chris Farley. Just a volcano of a city.
It was, absolutely. Hey, I got to ask you, is Jimmy there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Jimmy, hey, you know, here, I got to ask you a question. So how's the casino? Because it's Friday night, so
yeah,
it's got to be busy.
I got an island, Beaver Island. It's in the middle of Lake Michigan. I own a casino on an Indian reservation. Mm-hmm. It's doing real well. It's hard to get to these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the, you know, this crappy weather. But it's going to thaw out pretty soon. We're going to have a big grand reopening.
Well, let me ask you this, because I was looking at a map, because I really didn't know where Beaver Island was. You can only get there by, like, a helicopter or a boat. So here's my question for you. What kind of idiot would put a casino in the middle of a lake like that?
You know why? Because there's a lot of natives and just a lot of people that just stay on the island. Then when it thaws out, they all go over there, because it's a big vacation thing.
Uh-huh.
Plus, we're selling pot in M80s.
I heard that for the kids. Yeah, what do you do with the kids? Because I know you can bring your kids,
but
they're not.
The kids you leave out in the car, but we, you know, we got water bottles for them and stuff like that. You leave the kids out in the car, and we got people checking on them every 8 hours. But you come, buy weed, M80s, go gamble a little bit, buffet. It's a good time.
And a buffet on top of all that, because you're gonna get the munchies, I'm assuming, after that. So what was Beaver Island named after? Like, what's the story behind Beaver Island?
Well, believe it or not, it's I'm not going there. Let me just leave it at that, okay? You know, pull back. I could have given you a whole story. It's in my book.
That's
been coming out, and you'll want to read about it, trust me.
It says it was a Mormon kingdom with polygamists living all over the island.
Well, again, you don't want to get into it on the radio, Dave.
Okay. Are you still keeping your hand in the sports world, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. I want to do sports when the Bears start playing again.
Yeah.
And they were robbed, by the way.
Yep, they were.
Totally robbed. The Saints, that whole thing, robbed.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad the Bears got rid of that kicker. What a piece of crap.
Yep. I'm with you. Absolutely.
It says it how it is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got to assume that, like, Gian Greco or one of these guys is going to retire soon. Does that interest you to do a little TV?
Trust me, people over at ABC he's over at ABC, right?
Yeah, he's over at ABC.
Yeah, because they keep calling saying, would you come over to blow him out of there quicker? You know, I like Mark, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
The New Year's show is killing him.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, you know, he gets to make out with a lovely lady, so I think that's just fine.
That's how I judge whether winter's over, because if Davies and Gian Greco kiss, it means there's 12 more weeks of winter.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's nice. Hey, Jimmy, you're an idiot.
Thank you.
All right. Kev, I got to tell you, I love you, buddy.
Thank you. And folks, this is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock it starts, and you can get tickets by calling 773-320-1157, and that's over in Glenview on Milwaukee Avenue at the Marriott. I'd love to see you, Kev Heads.
And again, it's accepting an award for the Keep On Keeping On Foundation, and it is this Sunday. You can catch that on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so thank you all, and congratulations on your new time slot. You so deserve this.
Well, it's,
you really do.
At least one to me.
I think it's... Thank you so much, Kevin. I think it's we're just testing out the waters here, but I love you, buddy.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye,
right,
Chicago. I love you.
All right, see you, pal. All right, it's 720 WGN.